Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
The silent key, Victor Kilo 4, Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. It is with sadness VK7's Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club advised of the passing of their member, Graham Anderson, Victor Kilo 4, Charlie, Charlie, Charlie. Graham was born the 26th of December 1941 and passed September 9, 2023, aged 81. According to his daughter Tracy, he achieved his novice amateur licence in Toowoomba, Queensland in 1977 and his full amateur licence in 1979 and has been very active on the airwaves locally and across the globe ever since. He grew up in Toowoomba and was a fitter and turner by trade and later moved to Brisbane in 1978, owning a convenience store for 2 years. He then worked for Telstra for many years as a line technician and in customer service before retiring. He also had a passion for aircraft, having flown a light Cessna in his younger days. VK4 CCC more recently moved to Tasmania just last year and was very happy to be welcomed into the local Northwest Radio Club in June. And he made many new friends. He was also an active participant in the local Storeport Hall coffee mornings every week. Graham was active on the local repeaters and would join in on the Wednesday night Mount Duncan net, as well as keeping in touch with his VK4 amateur friends on Echolink and IRLP, and had attended many NWTRC meetings and events. Graham enjoyed listening to local aviation and marine frequencies from his new granny flat at Natone on his daughter's property. His funeral service will be held at Parkside Funeral Home on East Cam Road, Burnie, Wednesday, October 4, 11 a.m, and Tracy Anderson, Graham's daughter, has invited any amateurs to attend the service. Vale, VK4, CCC, yet another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
G'day, I'm David, VK4DN in Bundaberg, Queensland. Just wanting to remind everyone about the exciting 2024 WIA National AGM and Convention happening in Bundaberg on Star Wars Day, May the 4th, next year. It promises to be an amazing weekend with keynote presentations, a ham fest, open day, field day. We have even scheduled a contact with the space station. The annual AGM and gala dinner will be held on the weekend, as well as a commercial expo with many exhibitors, including ICOM, Australia, JCAR and many others. The Hamfest will be held at the same time as the expo, where you can find yourself a bargain or sell your unwanted amateur radio equipment. Also, we're looking for amateurs who would be willing to give a talk on stage about a subject that you're passionate about, preferably related to amateur radio, of course. But whatever your interest, and if it's something you'd like to share, let us know. What is your passion? Antenna design, SDR equipment, digital modes, high-altitude balloons, Weissen, CW, vintage radio. Your talk can be from 30 minutes to 60 minutes and on the subject of your choosing. Also, if you'd like to reserve a space or table at the Hamfest, book your spot early by either contacting the Secretary of the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club or registering via the WIA website later this year when registrations open. An early bird registration fee will be available. While you're in Bundy that weekend, you might consider visiting some of the many great attractions we have up here, including the historic Bundaberg Rum Distillery Tour and the Bert Hinkler Museum. There's a nearby beach at Bagara and many other interesting things to see and do. We also have lots of great cafes and restaurants, or grab a nice steak at one of the local clubs or pubs. Stay tuned for more information as we get closer to the event. I'm David, VK4DN from the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club. We look forward to welcoming you on May the 4th and the 5th, 2024, here in Bundaberg, Queensland. Cheers.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. During the week, I was reminded of how far we have progressed in the technology that makes amateur radio what it is. Posted on a social media site was a black and white photo of a home-built receiver. Here were three whole components, and the project was using the then novel solid-state components and all mounted on a piece of perf board. At the time this photo was taken, much construction of amateur gear was still based on valve technology, and transistors were strange and expensive. Today we are using integrated circuits, which contain hundreds of them, and computing counts them in the millions. I then thought about the activities that people undertook in their social lives in those days. Things like tennis courts, cricket pitches, and golf courses were classed as community assets, and people could be seen utilising them weekdays and weekends. Fishing was also a sport or relaxation which captured the minds of the young through to the older generations. A black billy can hung over a campfire was the sign of good times for many people. It was a post from our news editor that caused this reverie, but in the view of Mr. Baker Baker, it was the pall of smoke filtering through the country air near his home, and not recollections of more pleasant times of many years ago. I saw that around that area, the authorities had issued warnings to people to use their bushfire plans and be in a watch-and-go status. In this long weekend, the weather has been forecast to be pleasantly warm for most of the state, and farmers are already dealing with what is being called drought-like conditions, according to news reports. The Weather Bureau has finally declared an El Niño, and the prognosis as we lead up to Christmas is for warmer and drier weather. In a few weeks, the official reading of straws in the wind will come out as the assessment of conditions for the cyclone season. There are contests and club events in many people's calendars, and no longer is it acceptable to cook the sausages on just an open fire. Back in those balmy days, when you could smell the electronics in a person's radio shack, outdoor cooking in the town was likely to be on a specially constructed barbecue and fueled by wood. These days it is safer to use park barbecue plates, running electricity, or at least your own with suitable store-bought fuel. At this time of year, if the spring clean hasn't happened, now is the time to play catch-up and make your living area and radio shack as effective and safe as possible. It seems that it is not just the space weather and the solar storms that we have to look to, but also the more earthly weather which will keep us on our toes. The good news is that VK4 Baker Baker was spared more drama and still gets to ride his lawnmower over green grass. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.